just heard a noise outside. Might be a bit weird for people who live in very, very noisy environments to hear someone go, "I just heard a noise outside." But when you live in the country, you do, he says, stepping outside on a very clear night, and there's an overwhelming sound of a motorway in the distance. I like to pretend it's the sea, but tonight it's sounding pretty much like the motorway. But no, if I hear something outside, like the clatter of something or the knocking over of a set of ladders or a car alarm, I tend to nip outside and have a look. And now it's a little bit chilly. I have got the overwhelming urge to wee in my garden, which I imagine, again, if you live in a city, is not something you'd necessarily be doing, because people tend to pass. In this village, it's very, very, very unlikely anybody is going to be passing whilst I water the daffodils. Upstairs seems like such a very, very long way at the moment. And in a one-up, one-down kind of cottagey thing, it's a little bit more than that, it's actually two up, two down, because two little cottages are knocked together. I don't have a downstairs toilet, so needs must. I can see a cat sat on my car, and I imagine he or she must be the culprit of the mysterious noise. I had a Land Rover stolen from out the front of my house once, and I was sitting on the computer only, 10 yards away, if that. I'm going back in, it's a bit chilly. And they took it, and it was alarmed, and it was locked, and it had a steering lock, and it had a wheel lock. Freaked me out that they could get something quite as well as they did. And then a couple of months later, I'd bought a newer and even better Land Rover. And they came back and tried to get that. And there's a funny story that goes along with how I managed to discover that they were trying to rob me, to do with cheap Maplin-style radio-controlled doorbells and me running out with, I would say, a gun. But if the police asked me, it was an electric drill, chasing them down the road in my underpants. But I'll have to keep that story for another time. You move to the country because you want to get away from all the violence and the crime and the mayhem and the chaos, but it comes out and has little holidays in villages or goes to find where it's nice and quiet and crime can still continue. And you think you'd be more relaxed, but no, you hear noises. And then you think, what's that? I'm literally in this kind of street of five houses. I'm the only person not to possess a shotgun in the house. My next door neighbour has got loads, and he says, "Don't worry, if ever you want to borrow it, just let me know." Which is a nice kind of countryside camaraderie thing going on. The guy that we bought the house off was a gun dealer. Shotguns and shoes and leather and stuff like that, so I definitely feel out of place. But the book I'm reading at the moment, Emergency, makes me seriously consider applying for my licence and stocking up. Because who knows? Who knows? I've read Cormac McCarthy's The Road. I recommend you do too. Right, back to my beer, and I will leave my paranoia behind. Continue with the night browsing the news and other tales of crime and horror on the interwebs. That's the best place for it, I think.